Today's daf is Shabbos daf Ayin, and we are 6 lines from the bottom of daf Samach Tes Amid Beis, the 2 dots, Hayoideya Iker Shabbos. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avram ben Gittel, Yitzchak Elio ben Chaya Sarah, Avram Kadesh ben Malka Bela, Avram Yukasil ben Gittel, Rafal Chaim Shar Yoshev ben Baba Chaya Rivka, Yehuda Leib Chizkiyo ben Basya, Baruch Tzvi ben Shloimis Vega, Chaim ben Yamim Mordechai ben Ida, Ya'el Bas Bela, Chizkiyo Shloimis Ziskin ben Nechama, and El Yochim Getzel ben Brana Esther. Today's daf's also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Yechil Yosef ben Tzvi Betzalel, Arya ben Yehuda, Shloimis Zeb ben Avram Yitzchak, and Mordechai Ziskin ben Meir Elchanan. So we're continuing with some intense Dafin here in the beginning of Perek Klal Gadol that discuss the Klal Gadol that the Mishnah presented as it relates to the halachas of someone that is mechalel Shabbos b'shoigeg. So if someone's mechalel Shabbos b'mezid, if he did it with Edom and Asra, he was chayav misas bezdin. The most chamor of all the misa is bezdin. He was chayav skila. If someone's mechalel Shabbos b'mezid, there were no Edom, or there was Edom, but there was no Asra, meaning Bezdin can't give him Misa, but to the extent that he did it b'mezid, he knew that what he was doing was Chil Shabbos, he's Chayiv Karis, meaning from Shemayim, he will be forced to die prematurely. If someone is Michal Shabbos b'shoigig, so then the halacha is, he brings a Karban Chatas. And really, the fact that a Michal Shabbos b'shoigig brings a Karban Chatas is not unique to Shabbos, but rather, the rule is that any time a person does an Aver b'shoigig, an Aver that's very chomer, an Aver that had he done b'mezid, he would have been Chayiv Karas. The halacha is, if he does it b'shoigig, he's going to bring a Karban Chatas. The topic of the Mishnah was, what happens if somebody was Michalo many Shabbosos? He was mechalo many melachos during those respective Shabbosos. Then he becomes aware that he was mechal Shabbos. Oops. The question is, he's chayv a karban chatas. But how many chatos does he bring? Does he bring one karban chatas? Maybe he should bring a karban chatas for every Shabbos. Maybe he should bring a karban chatas for every melacha that he did. So the Mishnah said, klal gadol amr b'Shabbos. Really, sometimes the answer to that question will be that you bring one chatas. Sometimes the answer to that question will be you'll bring a chatas for every Shabbos that you violated. And sometimes the answer to that question will be that you bring a chatas for every melacha that you violated. What does it depend on? So the Mishnah said, it depends on what exactly the cause, the root of the shoygig was. Meaning, if someone is unaware of the fact that there's something called Shabbos, he once knew there was Shabbos, or maybe he even never knew that there was Shabbos, he's a tinik shenishba lebein agayim, but if a person does melecha Shabbos, unaware of the fact that there's even an Iker Shabbos, that there's something called Shabbos Kodesh, then the halach is, it doesn't matter how many malachis he did over how many Shabbosos, when he's made aware that what he did was wrong and he wants to be Chayze B'tshuva, all he's going to have to bring is one Karban Chatas. If someone knows Iker Shabbos, however, he got confused and he somehow mistook Shabbos for another day. So he was keeping Shabbos on Friday, and and when the real Shabbos was in his mind, it was really a Yom Chol. So there, the halacha is that being that he's aware of Shabbos, his mistake was that today it's Shabbos, so every Shabbos that he violated, he would have to bring a special Karban Chatas. In the event that someone knows Iker Shabbos, he even knows the day that's Shabbos, but he wasn't aware of Hilcha Shabbos, the most common example of a Chil Shabbos B'shoigeg. Then the halacha is, depending on how many melachos, how many categories of melachos, how many avos melachos, we'll see more about that he violated, that will determine how many chatos that he brings. So the Mishnah gave a klal gadol, really broke up the answer to this question. Someone was mechal Shabbos many times over many Shabbos, is bishoygi. How many chatois does he have to bring? Sometimes one, sometimes depending on how many Shabbos he was mechal, sometimes depending on how many melachos that he was over. But what the Mishnah didn't give was is the source to all this. So the question is, what's the makar to this halacha? And that's the primary topic of today's daf. Zok to Gemara, hayoideya ikr Shabbos, mino ani mili. How do you know that if someone forgets ikr Shabbos, the halacha is that no matter how much Chil Shabbos he did, he'll only have to bring one chatas. Yet if someone was aware of it, Ikra Shabbos. He just was confused about what day Shabbos is. Then the halacha is he would have to bring a special chatas for every Shabbos that he violated. What's the source to this? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Baravut. So Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabbi Baravut, Trei Kroy Ksivi. There's two psukim that it says with regards to Shabbos. Both psukim that we're all aware of. One pasuk is Vishamru Bnei Yisrael Es HaShabbos. Viksiv, there's another pasuk that says Ve'es Shabsoi Sai Tishmeru. Okay, Tzad. So Rav Nachman, in the name of Rabbi Baravua, was bothered with an apparent subtle contradiction between the two psukim. I mean, at first glance, from a super high level, doesn't sound like these psukim contradict each other. But if you're medayik a little, the diktuk of the pasuk, there actually is an interesting observation, and that is Vishamru Bnei Yisrael as HaShabbos is in the singular. It sounds like Shabbos is one. All Shabbosos are treated as one. And then the pasuk says, Ves Shabsoisai. There's many Shabbosos. So Rav Nachman said, I heard from Rabbi Baravua, who said the way you reconcile this very subtle contradiction is as follows. Okay, it's the Shamru B'nei Yisrael HaShabbos, Shmira Achas, L'Shabbosos Harbe. Sometimes many Shabbosos are treated like one Shabbos. Ves Shabsoisai Tishmoiru, Shmira Achas, L'Chol Shabbos V'Shabbos. Sometimes each Shabbos is treated individually. Meaning sometimes the entire landscape of Shabbosos are treated as one. It's Vishamru B'nei Yisrael less HaShabbos. All the Shabbosos are just one Shabbos. And sometimes, no, it's Ve'es Shabsoisai. They're treated as many. Okay, l'may nafkemina. So here already we need Rashi. The nafkemina is, as it relates to the Karban Chatos, sometimes you're going to view all the Shabbosos as one Shabbos. So if somebody was Mechal Shabbos B'shoigig, he'll only bring one Chatos. Sometimes you're going to view the many Shabbosos as many Shabbosos. And if that's the case, if someone was mechal many Shabbosos, depending on how many Shabbosos he was mechal, that's going to determine the amount of chatois that he's going to have to bring. And although it's not clear in the Gemara which one is which, meaning, okay, so you have two psukim, and one pasuk is telling me that all the Shabbosos are viewed as one Shabbos. The other pasuk is telling me that all the Shabbosos are viewed as individual Shabbosos. So you now have a distinction. You have the premise of a klal gadol. Sometimes it's going to be one chatas for everything. Sometimes it's going to be chatois per the amount of Shabbosos that you have. But we don't know which is which. So Rashi says, over here you have to use logic a little bit. Over here you have to use svara. The svara is that if your mistake was Iker Shabbos, so it's one fundamental mistake, so then you're going to bring one chatas. If every Shabbos you made a mistake again, you didn't know that today's Shabbos, I didn't know this Shabbos is Shabbos, I didn't know that Shabbos is Shabbos. So there, the mistake is on each individual Shabbos. It's more mistaber. That's where you're going to have the pasuk of Eshab Soisai Tishmeru. Either way, the makar then is a combination of a stiris apsukim with help of a little bit of svara. So sometimes the makar to something is a pasuk, sometimes it's a svara, sometimes the Gemara asks lomali cross svaru. This is a combination. It's a merger. It's a joint venture between svara and kra. We have two psukim. We have to figure out how to reconcile the psukim, and we use svara to figure out exactly how to reconcile it. Again, what's the reconciliation? V'shamru b'nei Yisrael es HaShabbos in the singular. That's shmira achas. That's one chatos. V'shabsoisai tishmoiru. That's in the plural. Maskel of Nachman by Yitzchok. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchok asked Rav Nachman, I hear where you're going with all this, but if I were going to be the one reconciling the psukim, I would actually reconcile them punkfakert. Meaning, to me, it sounds like v'shamru b'nei Yisrael es HaShabbos, shmirachas chol Shabbos v'Shabbos. It sounds like we're focusing on the individual Shabbos. Each Shabbos is viewed individually. Not all the Shabbosis are called es HaShabbos. Different punchline. Each Shabbos is separate. Each Shabbos is the Shabbos. But the Eshabsoisai Tishmoiru is Shmira Achas HaShabbosis Arbe. There it sounds like to the contrary. All the Shabbosis are treated as one. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak and Rav Nachman had different ways to reconcile this stira, but what it boils down to at the end of the day is semantics. Meaning, the Rav Nachman by Yitzchak agrees with everything the Rav Nachman said, Zok Rashi. He agrees that the reason sometimes Michal Shabbos B'Shoyge brings one chatas, and sometimes he does it per Shabbos is based on two psukim. The Shomer B'nei Yisrael is HaShabbos, the Es Shabbos Soisai Tishmoyer. One is Mashma one Shabbos, the other is Mashma many Shabbosis. One is Mashma one chatas, the other one is Mashma many chatas. The question is, which one is which? Is Vishomer B'nei Yisrael is HaShabbos, that's the one that says chatas achas, or is Vishomer B'nei Yisrael is HaShabbos the one that teaches me every Shabbos is individual? So for each Shabbos, you'd have to bring a Karban Chatas. The same is true with regards to Ves Shabbosai Tishmoiru. Either way, the Makar to the first two halachas of the Mishnah is really based on a stira, a very subtle stira between two psukim, machloikis between Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak and Stam Rav Nachman, who are clearly not the same person. Stam Rav Nachman, you see in this Gemara, is not Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. We shall even talk about this in different places, but clearly it's not Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, because he has a machloikis between Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. But what it boils down to then is, is the steer between the two psukim, and we need help from the svara to help us reconcile which one of the klal gadols is one pasuk and which one of the klal gadols is the other pasuk. Hayidei Shu Shabbos. The Mishnah, the Gemara is now going to turn its attention to the second and the third case. So again, the first case of the Mishnah was Yishechechik Shabbos. You bring one chatas. What's the makar? Either v'shamru b'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos, that was Rav Nachman, or v'shab soisai tishmeru, that was Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. If someone's yodeya ikur Shabbos, he just forgot that today is Shabbos, and he forgot the following week that again today was Shabbos. So there, for every Shabbos that he made a mistake, he's going to have to bring another chatas. What's the makar to that? Again, either v'shamru b'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos, or v'shab soisai tishmeru. But there was a third case in the Mishnah. The third case in the Mishnah is the person's yodeya ikur Shabbos. He even knows today is Shabbos. He's just not so well versed in Hilcha Shabbos. He never learned Chela Gimel of Mishnah Brura. He doesn't know all the Lama Tes Melachis Bechol Diktukeim Uprate Seim. So there, the halacha is that for every of Melacha that he violated, that's going to determine the amount of chatois that he's going to have to bring. So the Gemara is now going to try to figure out what's the difference between the second and the third case. We know the difference between the first and the second, psukim and svaras, but Maishna Reisha says the Gemara Maishna Seifa, meaning the Reisha now is the second case of the Mishnah, the Seifa is the third case of the Mishnah. Amar Rav Safra. So Rav Safra said, this is a svar. This has nothing to do with psukim. To me, this is 100% svar. Why can miyadiyas Shabbos hu pirish? They can miyadiyas melacha hu pirish. The person that doesn't know that today is Shabbos, what would get him to stop doing the malacha? If someone tells him, today is Shabbos. So it's the idea that today is Shabbos that would get him to stop doing the malacha. So it's for that reason he brings a chatas per the Shabbosos. The chatas is contingent on what piece of information would get me to stop doing what I'm doing. That's essentially the way that we view what the shkaga was. I mean, how do I know what the shkaga is? I'm doing a b'shoigig, that's why I have to bring a carbon chatas. What's the nekuda of the shoigig? Very simple. What would get me to stop doing what I'm doing? In the second case, it's Shabbos. Oh, today's Shabbos? I know what to do. I know I can't do bayir. I know I can't do anything. So there it's the idea of Shabbos. So therefore, he brings the chatas per the Shabbos. But in the third case, he knows it's Shabbos. If you tell him it's Shabbos, yeah, he knows it's Shabbos. He's wearing a Shabbos clothes. What he doesn't know is that this is a malacha. So it's the idea of the malacha. Oh, so it's the idea of the malacha. That's where the shkaga is. So it's for every malacha that you notify him of, that's what would get him to stop doing the malach. Amalei Rav Nachman, again, we're nitpicking a little bit, subtle svaras. So Rav Nachman told Rav Safra, I disagree with you. I think in both cases, the second and the third case of the Mishnah, he's being parished for the same reason. Meaning, klum parish mi Shabbos, ala mishum malachis. For klum parish mi malachis, ala mishum Shabbos. The second and the third cases are really the same. In the second case, you tell him it's Shabbos, he's parish. Why? Because he's doing malacha. So it's the malacha and the Shabbos that are causing him to be parish. In the third case, you tell him that what you're doing is a malacha, he's parish. Why? Because it's Shabbos and he's doing a malacha. It's true, the piece of information that he's missing in the second case is Shabbos. The piece of information that he's missing in the third case is the malacha. But if you want to emphasize on what yediyah, what's causing him to stop doing the malacha, when he's made aware that it's either Shabbos or malacha, in both cases the same thing. It's the fact that what he's doing is the malacha, and the fact that it's Shabbos. Alam Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said it a little bit differently. Karbin dechayv rachman atmai. On shkaga, why is a person making a karbin when he doesn't have erev b'shagig? Because he was a shagig. Hasam chad shkaga, hacha tu v'shkaga saven. So it's very simple. If a person doesn't know it's Shabbos, the shkaga was one shkaga. He doesn't know today's Shabbos. Oh, if it's one shkaga, it's going to be one chatas, as opposed so in the case where he knows it's Shabbos, what he's not aware of is the malachas. So each malacha is a separate shkaga. He doesn't know bayir, he doesn't know teichin, he doesn't know kaisiv, he doesn't know makat bepatish, he doesn't know haitza. Each malacha is a separate shkaga. So tuva shkaga is havyan. The mechayiv of the chatas is the shkaga. In the second case, there's one shkaga. Hence, there's one chatas per Shabbos. In the third case, there's many shkagas. Hence, depending on how many shkagas there are, that will determine the amount of chatois that there are. So the difference between the first and the second case, the Gemara needed a pasuk and a svara. The difference between the second and the third case boils down to a svara. Chayev al kol melacha u'melacha. So again, what's the halacha in the third case of the Mishnah? Someone knows Ikr Shabbos, he knows today Shabbos. He went ahead and he did many melachas, b'alam echad. So the halacha is he has to bring a carbon chatos al kol melacha u'melacha. Now, the fact that he has to bring a separate chatos for each melacha is a raya in the world of carbon chatas and in the world of shkagos, as we'll hopefully get a little more familiar with in the coming dafin. But for now, just from a very high level, that each melacha is viewed as an independent issa. Meaning, you don't say that the 39 melachas are just 39 ways of violating the same melacha. you look at all 39 malachas as if they're different malachas. Meaning, the relationship between Kosev and Boirer is like the relationship between Isur Dam and Isur Chelev. They're both Asur, but they're completely different Isurim. And the truth is, it's not so obvious that that's the way you should look at it. Because really, it doesn't say in the Torah anywhere you're not allowed to do Kosev. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you're not allowed to do Teichin. What it says in the Torah is, like, Sasika Malacha. It says you're not allowed to do Malacha. These are 39 different ways of doing Malacha. So there certainly would be mocking to think that maybe you don't look at each Malacha as being a separate Isser, but rather different ways of doing the same Isser. L'may nafkamina. Nafkamina is very simple. If you're telling me that if a person doesn't know what Shabbos, he doesn't know the malachas, and he does five different malachas, he has to bring five different chatois, essentially what you're saying is that each malacha is a separate isser. Because if each malacha really wouldn't be a separate isser, but the five malachas are just five ways of being over loisasa kol malacha, then it would be the equivalent of a person eating chaylev again and again and again and again and again. What happens if a person eats chaylev five times b'shoigig? The halacha is he only brings one chatas. So from the fact that you're telling me that if you do five different halachas, the halacha is you're going to bring five chatas. So essentially what you're telling me is that the five halacha Shabbos are viewed as five different isurim. One is chaylev, one is dam, one is nicer, one is eating on Yom Kippur. They're five different isurim. Why? I thought they're just 39 ways of doing the same thing. The fact that they're there's a separate chatas for each malacha, that means it's treated like five different malachas. And the Gemara says, how do you know that? Mechateisi, chiluk malachas minalon. What's the makar to this? Amash Shmuel. Shmuel said, Amakar, so from the following pasuk. It says, Mechalolea mois yumas. HaTorah rips a mises harbe, al chilolechot. The Torah says that for being Mechal Shabbos, not just mois, but mois yumas, you die twice. So you see, Misos Harbe Achilu Lechad. Misos Harbe Achilu Lechad teaches me that if someone's Mechal Shabbos in two different ways, he does two different malachas, then the halacha is that he's going to bring a separate chatas for each malacha that he did, because each malacha is viewed as a separate issa. But the Gemara says, I'm amazing, Sif. Well, how can you bring a ride from that pasuk? Mechal Mosumas is talking about Mechal Shabbos B'mezid. How do I know? Because if he wasn't B'mezid, he wouldn't be Chai Misa. So obviously we're talking about someone that's Mechal Shabbos B'mezid. So how are you bringing a raya from Mechal L'Maisumas to the Karban Chatas? So the Gemara says, you're right. It's true, it's talking about B'mezid. But many in B'mezid, but I don't need that pasuk for B'mezid. Because it says, Chol Oysa Malacha, you must. There's another pasuk that says, if someone does Malacha on Shabbos, he's Chai Misa. So this whole pasuk is extra. Now you're winning the Shoigig. Must be he's coming to teach me that he's going to... We're talking about a Shoigig. Now, if it's a shogig, what does yumas mean? Umay yumas, yumas the mammon. It means we're going to kill him in his pocket. We're going to make it hurt that way. But the point is mechalale mois yumas, not mois mois yumas. Misa is harbe. If someone's mechal Shabbos b'shogig, he's chayiv many karbonos. In other words, each malach is viewed as an independent iser. Says the Gemara, why do I need this makar? The table achilu malachas meichad and after the Reb Nosson. So again, the Gemara Shmuel made an observation from the Mishnah that it's clear from the Mishnah that each one of the malachos of Shabbos are treated as an independent iser. We'll explain this again at the end of the day. But each one of the isurei Shabbos, each one of the lamites malachos are treated as an independent iser. The question is, what's the makar? So Shmuel and Amoira came up with a makar. So the Gemara's kasha is going to be now that we have two makaris from the Tanaim, where the Tanaim already gave us makaris. So why would Shmuel and Amoira have to give a makar when the Tanaim already gave makaris? Sounds like Shmuel had a problem with the Tanaim's makaris. So faith the Gemara, number one, the table lechiluk malach is making the nafkah of the Rav Nassin. What's wrong with Rav Nassin's makar? Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, Rav Nassin Oimer. Rav Nassin says, it says in the Torah, leisevaru esh b'chol moish v'yseichem b'yoyim ha-shabbos. So the lamites malachas are not mentioned before us in the Torah. How do we know the lamites malachas? The 39 malachas that were done in the meleches, in the building of the Mishkan, those are the 39 malachas that are allowed to do on Shabbos. Stating that, it does say in the Torah some malachas. One malacha that it mentions is leisevaru esh b'chol moish v'seichem b'yom haShabbos. You're not allowed to light a fire on Shabbos. Rav Nosson said as follows. Rav Nosson was a Tana. This is in a Braisa. He said, why did the Torah have to say leisevaru esh? My Talmud the efficient number because it says Vayakum Moish is called Asbin Yisrael and Vayoyimer Aleim Eila Advarim Hashusiv Hashem Lasses Oysim. This is the first pasuk in parashas Vayakum. Vayakum Moish is called Asbin Yisrael. Moish gathered all the Jews together and he told them Eila Advarim Hashusiv Hashem Lasses Oysim. And what's the next pasuk? He starts telling them about Shabbos. So it says Sheishes Yomim Teyasim Alocha Dvarim Hadvarim. So that pasuk has in it a remez to the 39 malachas. Where do you see in Eila Hadvarim Hashasiv Hashem Lasois a remez to the 39 malachas? So Gemara says like this: the word Eila is Begematria 36. So there a few halachas and shas that I learned out from gematrios. A lot of drush, the balaturim, a lot of drush of as it relates to gematria. But there are some halachas that are learned from gematria as well. So this is a gematria that you find in an intense sugya here in Perek LaGadol. The word eva is begematria 36, aleph lamed hey. Dvarim is plural, that's two. Had devarim, the hey is extra, that's three. So 36 plus 2 plus 1 is 39. This is the makar to the 39 malachas. Shenem alamayish b'sinah. Yachal, I would think, awesome, kulam halamechad, eni chayv alachas. So I would think if somebody was over all 39 malachas, halamechad, he didn't know any of the malachas, and he did them all. So you would think that he's chayv, how many chatois? One. It's 39 ways of doing the same malach. Talmud loymar, as Rav Nosson said, it says, b'charish v'akotzer tishbois. There's another pasuk that mentions two of the Lamites Malachas Mefurish. And this is in Parshas Mishpatim. The pasuk says, Sheshes Yomim Tavoid, Ubayoy Mashvi Tishbois, Becharish Uvakotzer Tishbois. So again, Sheshes Yomim Tavoid, Ubayoy Mashvi Tishbois, Becharish Uvakotzer Tishbois. Pashit, the end of the pasuk, Becharish Uvakotzer Tishbois, is talking about Shemitah. But Rav Nosson says no. Becharish Uvakotzer Tishbois is talking about Shabbos as well. And if that's the case, the Torah just singled out two of the Lamites Malachas. It singled out Chorish, and it singled out Kaitzer. So from the fact that the Torah singled out the malachas, why did the Torah do that? To show that each malacha is individual. Each one is treated separately. Meaning, l'may nafkemina, if somebody would do many malachas, behelam echad, he wouldn't be chayav one chatas, because you don't view them as one iser, but rather, for each malacha that he did, it would be chayav a separate halacha. Says the Gemara, v'adayin ani oimer, but I could still argue, acharish v'alakatzir chayav shtayim. Maybe if someone's chayrish and he's kaitz behelam echad, for there he'd be chayav two. But v'alkulam eni chayav alachas, maybe only those two, maybe none other. So Rashi asks the obvious question. I don't mean, once I know these two are separate, why don't I learn a binyanav? Why don't I say, if it's true for these two, it should be true for everything else? So Rashi says two pshatim. We'll mention one. Rashi's second pshat is because it's shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad. V'chol shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad ein malamdin emenu. Because we know that if the Torah wants to teach you something, the Torah wouldn't tell it to you twice. The Torah tells it to you one time. So the fact that the Torah tells it to you a second time, that's a raya that I had to know it a second time because I could have never learned the second halacha from the first halacha. That's the rule of shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad ein malamdin. So the fact that the Torah singled out charisha and ktsira, it says b'charish uvakatzer tishbois, so that makes it a shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad. So I can learn from there, says the Gemara, that all malachas are treated as individual malachas. Because maybe al kulam ein chayv al achas, but maybe on it's... But Charish and Katz is different. The Gemara says, Rav Nosson said, Tamalim, that's why the Torah wrote a third pasuk. It says, Leisavaru eish, b'chol moich v'yisechem v'yem ha-shabbos. Havar b'chal ha-isa. Havar was included in the Lamites Malachas. Lama Yassas, why the Torah singled it out? The Hakash Lev Alei Melacha. To teach me, ma Havar is she'av Malach of Chayav Malach b'fnei Atzmo. Just like Havar is an Amalach, and you see the Torah singled it out. Meaning, it'd get a separate chatas. If you did a b'shoigig, it wouldn't be included in all the other Malachas. If you did another Malach and Havar, you bring a chatas for the other Malach, and you bring a chatas for Havar. Av kol shu av Malach. The same is true for every single of malacha, chayav and alev neatzmo, you look at it individually. Bottom line is, we have a brisa where Rav Nosson has a makar. This is a tana from Leisavaru Eish B'chol Moish V'Seichem V'Yem HaShabbos that each malach is viewed individually. The reason the Torah individualized havara is to teach me that every malach is individual. So why Shmuel have to make up a reason? Why Shmuel have to say Mechal Olam Mois Yumas, which really is talking about a Mechal Shabbos Memezit Emeinu Memezit Tenei L'Shoigig Yumas Mois double lashin. It's coming to teach me chatos. What do you mean? It doesn't even say chatos. It says misa. Misa b'mamin. It's like a real dachuk, this pshat. You have a pasuk that's talking about mezid and misa, and Rabbi Shmuel, Shmuel converted it from mezid and misa to shoygig and mamin. That's a very big kiddush. I have a mefurish Rav Nosson. So the Gemara says, you want to know why Shmuel didn't hold like Rav Nosson? Because some of like Rav Yossi. Because he holds like Rav Nosson's famous bal plukta in Shas. Da'amar havar l'lav yatsis. Rav Yossi had a different shot in why the Torah singled out leitzavaru eish b'chom eish v'seicham v'yem ha-shabbos. Not to teach me as a makar that every malach is viewed individually as it relates to the chatas, but rather to teach me that leitzavaru eish b'chom eish v'seicham is really not even a malacha. All it is a lois asay. Meaning, ordinarily, if someone's mechal Shabbos, skila, karas, and chatos, havara according to Rav Yossi is different. The reason the Torah said leisavaru eish b'chol moish v'seichem v'yem ha-shabbos individually is to teach me that it's individual. It's on an island by itself. It's completely different than the other lamata. There's 38 malachas and then there's havara. Havara is only a lav. Tanya, havara l'lav yatsis to Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi said havara is a lav yatsis. Rav Nosson, I'm a l'chalik yatsis. Rav Nosson said, no, the reason the Torah singled out havara is not to tell me that it's a lav, but rather l'chalik, to tell me that you give a separate chatos for this havara. This Rav Nosson is Rav Nosson l'shitase in the previous price that we just mentioned. But you see, Rav Nosson has about plucked to Rav Yossi. So according to Rav Yossi, you don't have a makar for chiluk melachis. That's why Shmuel had to come up with a new makar. But the Gemara says, "V'tevil echidu melachis meifin the nafkalei the Rabbi Yosi." there's actually another braisa where Rabbi Yossi gave a makar, how you know that each malacha is viewed individually, how you know that for each malacha that you do behelam echad, you'd have to bring a separate karban chatas. Okay, Rabbi Yossi argued with Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson held havara was lechalik yatzis. According to Rav Nosson, you have a makar that each malacha is viewed individually. Rabbi Yossi argued. Rabbi Yossi held havara is lelav yatzis. So according to Rabbi Yossi, he doesn't have a makar in loisavaru age that each malacha is treated individually. So has Rabbi Yossi know this halacha? Believe it or not, it's a brisa. It doesn't eat shmul. It's a brisa. Tanya, we learned it a brisa. Rabbi Yossi said, it says, va'asa me'achas me'heno. Now this pasuk is in Vayikra Perek Dalet. It's the pasuk that introduces the Karban Chatos. The pasuk says, da'abra b'nei Yisrael le'emar, nefesh kisechet ha'bishkaga. If a person doesn't have a b'shoikik, mikol mitzvah is Hashem ha'shal lo yisei asena. Regardless of what the mitzvah is, that's what it sounds like from that pasuk. We know that's not true. Only if it's an avera shes doyne karis for also me'achas me'heina, and he did one from these. So the grammar in this pasuk is very hard to understand. Really, what the pasuk could have said was va'asa achas. He did a malacha, or he did an avera. It says va'asa me'achas from one. What does that even mean? And then the Torah threw in the word heina. And not only did it throw in the word heina, it threw in the word mehena. So essentially what you have over here is three things that the Gemara is not going to understand. Number one, it should have just said va'asa achas. What's the me achas? So the mem of achas. The word mehena, that whole word is extra. And even if the Torah wanted to use the word heina, it didn't have to say mehena. So you have the mem of me achas, you have the word heina, and then the mem that the Torah tacked onto the mehena. So Zok Rabbi Yossi, from this pasuk you see a few things. Va'asa me'achas mehema. Pamim shechayavim achas al kulan. Sometimes if you do many averis behelam achas, you're going to be chayv one chatas. Upamim shechayavim al kol achas v'achas. Sometimes if you do many averis behelam achas, you're going to be chayv a chatas for each averis that you did. Om Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanino. Let's see. My time with Rabbi Yossi. Would Rabbi Yossi see this in this pasuk? Achas mehena. Achas mehena. Heina mehena. Meaning, achas shehi heino, heino shehi achas. The Gemara is going to explain everything. Achas Shimon, had it said achas, meaning had it said va'asa achas. So you want to now figure out an example of a person that did an aver b'shoigig where the halachas is going to be chayav a carbon chatas. It says in the had it said in the Torah achas, and you would think as follows: if a person wanted to write on Shabbos b'shoigig, of course, but he's writing on Shabbos and he had in mind to write Shimon. So if he writes Shimon, he's going to be chayef. Me'achas teaches me shein me Shimon. That if he had a mind to write Shimon and he only wrote the shin mem, being that shin mem is a word unto itself, ayin rashi, so he'd be chayef for that. Meaning even if it's only me'achas, it's part of what he had a mind to do. He really was going to write Shimon and he only wrote the shein me Shimon. That would be enough for him to be chayef. That's what I learned from the mem, from me'achas. Heino avos. Had the Torah said the word heino, I would know avos malachas. You know why the Torah wrote the mem, me'heino? To teach me toltas. So there's a makar in the Torah for the concept of toltas. Interesting. Achas shehi heino. Now, the whole word heino was extra, right? So we explained the mem of me'achas, we explained the mem of me'heino. But why did the Torah even write the word heino? Because the Torah wants to show there's this relationship between achas and heino. Achas shehi heino, heino shehi achas. Meaning sometimes you could do many and it's going to be achas. Sometimes you could do many and it's going to be heino. Sometimes it's an achas, which is singular, and sometimes it's a heino. It's a plural. How so? Achas shehi heino, zodin Shabbos, v'shegigas melochas. When is it one? When do you chayv one chatas for every Shabbos that you violated? If you were the heino shi achas is shigigas Shabbos v'zodin melochas. Meaning, depending on whether you were shigig on the Shabbos or shigig on the melochas, that's going to determine whether you're an achas or whether you're a heino. What we need is one thing that you see from here, the concept of heino. There's a concept that a person, for every chil Shabbos that he does, for every malach, he's going to have to bring a separate carbon. So you see chiluk malachis in this pasuk. So again, what's the kasha? The Gemara said that it's mavur in our Mishnah that there's a concept called chiluk malachis. The question is, what's the makar? Shmuel had a makar. Gemara said, why do you need Shmuel's makar? I have Rav Nosson's makar. Gemara says, because Rabbi Yossi argues with that Rav Nosson. So Rabbi Yossi is going to need a makar, but the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi already took care of himself. Rabbi Yossi gave us a makar. So we have all these makaris over here. What did we need Shmuel for? So the Gemara says, "V'Shmuel achas yehena, ve'ena sheyachas le'mashmalei." Shmuel didn't hold of achas yehena. He didn't hold of ena sheyachas. Didn't hold of that drasha. So if he didn't hold of that drasha, so that's why Shmuel had to come up with another drasha. It's true that Tanam already addressed drashas, but Shmuel himself, he didn't hold of this drasha. Frey Tosis, second Tosis on the Yomid. Shmuel allowed not hold of a drasha. Shmuel can't argue with Rabbi Yossi. By the way, there are very few Tanon that could even argue with Rabbi Yossi. I mean, they could try, but the halacha is almost never not like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is nimukayim. Are we always passing like Rabbi Yossi? So Shmuel doesn't like Rabbi Yossi's drasha. What does that even mean, says Tosfos? So Tosfos says, you have to say that Shmuel had a Kabbalah, that there was some other Makar. This can't be Shmuel's own Chiddush. Because as great as Shmuel was, he was the Gadol Adar in his time, but he had no right to argue with the Gedolim of previous generations. Either way, the Gemara ends up with three Makaris in the Salach. Just a chazer over this point, because it's a subtle point, but it's a profound point. And that is as follows. Just to be clear, if somebody would do an Avera, Shez Doinei Karis B'Shoigig, again and again and again, how many Chatois would he have to bring? So let's say somebody eats chaylev. You're not allowed to eat chaylev. Chaylev are certain fats of the animals. That's why most people, certainly in the Ashkenazim world, we don't eat the back of the animal because there's too much chalavim over there. It's very hard to get rid of all the forbidden fats. Right? Not all fat of an animal is not kosher. There's many fats in an animal that's very kosher, but there's certain fats in an animal that are not kosher. And as a result, you know, if some people do nikur, they remove it, but you know, a lot of people, you need a real messiah for it, and most in the Ashkenazi world don't have the messiah, and it's for that reason we don't do this. But you're not allowed to eat certain fats of an animal. If somebody eats those fats, he's chayiv kars, which means if he does b'shoigig, he's b'chayiv chatas. What if somebody sits down and eats chaylev, eats a kazayas and another kazayas and another sandwich and another sandwich? He had no idea what was going on. And then somebody tells him, you know, you're not allowed to eat chaylev. He said, why? Did he look Masech to school and he went through all these sugyas and he found out that what he was doing, this, he was always eating the back of the animal. He didn't realize that what he was doing was a very, very big problem. So he wants to bring a carbon chatos. So how many chatos would he have to bring? So the answer is that being that the avera that he did was all the same avera. It was chaylev, 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 chaylev. It was all the same avera. And he did it behelam echad. It was one mistake. He didn't know chaylev was aser. So the halacha is he's only going to bring one chatas. Meaning, had he become aware somewhere along the way that chaylev was aser, and then he forgot again, so then there would be two halamas, two shkagas, and then he would bring twice. But the point is, if you do the same aveira again and again and again, behelam echad, the halacha is you're only going to bring one chatas. Because the amount of chatas you bring depends on the amount of halamas per the amount of averis that you do. So if you do the same avera 100 times with one halam, it's going to be one chatas. Now, if you do the same avera with many halamas, then obviously for every halama, it's a new shaygig. So you'd have to bring a new chatas. But the point is, if it's the same avera, the halacha is, if it's behelam echad, you're only going to bring one. What if somebody behelam echad ate chaylev and he ate dam? So chaylev was his main course, and he, you know, he took down the chaylev with a little bit of blood. You're not allowed to eat blood. It says in the Torah, loy soichl, not don't drink blood, don't eat blood. We have red bites on that. But it says in the Torah that you're not allowed to eat blood. Not just that, karis. If somebody does a b'shoigig, he's going to be chayiv a karbon chatas. So what if somebody sat down and his lunch was chaylev and dam? That's what he used to eat. Then he finds out chaylev is aser and dam is aser. He did it all behelam echad. Now he's going to have to bring two chatos. Why two? Because he's going to have to bring a chatos for the chaylev, and he's going to have to bring a chatos for dam. Because they're two separate averis. So, being that they're two separate averis, even though it was behelam echad, so to speak, it doesn't matter. Two averis, you're going to bring two chatos. So, it depends on how many. If I do two averis behelam echad, so I'm going to bring two chatos. If I do one avera, even 100 times behelam echad, I'm only going to bring one. Hence, we have a question over here. If someone was Michal Shabbos, he did five of the Lamites Malachas. Behelam Echad, he didn't know anything about these five Malachas. He went ahead and did it. Now he finds out, should he bring one Chatos or should he bring five? Five Malachas Shabbos. Is that like eating Chaylev five times? Or is it like eating Chaylev and Dam and eating on Yom Kippur and eating Chametz, doing a whole bunch of things that is Doi Nikaris? That's the question. And you could really look at it two ways. You could tell me, I know these are five separate Yisurim. I did Toichin, I did Bayer, I did Kaisiv, I did Mak, I did Oitzah. Five separate Yisurim. Yeah, but then again, it doesn't say these five Yisurim anywhere in the Torah. It says, like, Sasakol Malacha. And these are just five applications. So maybe these are just five roads that you could take to end up in the same place. So they looked at it as five Averis and not. From the Mishnah was Mavur that they looked at as independent Yisurim. Because the Mishnah said very clearly, if someone knows Ikka Shabbos, he knows the Shabbos. He just doesn't do the Malachas. So, and then he went and did many Malachas B'shoigig. So what's he chayv? Al kol malacha malacha. Why are you chayv al kol malacha malacha? Why don't you say he just ate chaylev 10 times? He ate chaylev 5 times. No, the teretz is because each malacha is viewed independently. That was the Gemara. Said the Gemara, minani mili. What's the makar to this? Mili, how do you know that? Mecha tesi. How do you know that all the malachas are treated as separate isurim? How do you know that toichin and bayrer are like chaylev and dam? Maybe it's chaylev and chaylev. So if it was behelam echad, you should only be chayv one. So Shmuel came with a makar. Shmuel said, mechalu le'amois, you must It's not mechalaleh. It's b'shoygigit. It's not ma'isumas. It's really a carbon. But ma'isumas many carbonis. If you do many malachas, you're going to bring many carbonis. The Gemara said, Shmuel, you need a makar. Rav Nosson has a makar. Doesn't hold Rav Nosson's makar. Rav Yosi has a makar. Doesn't Rav Yosi makar either. But the point is, this was the introduction. Really, we probably should have spoken out before the Gemara, but it's never too late. The point is that that's the takeaway. That's the big yisoid that we take away from this Gemara. Boyimin a rava me Rav Nachman. So in the Mishnah, we had three categories of shgaga. Someone has no idea there's even something called Shabbos, Rachmana Litzlan. He knows Shabbos. He doesn't know today is Shabbos. His calendar is confused. And then finally, someone that knows Shabbos, he knows today is Shabbos. He's just not aware of all the malachas. So the halacha was that depending on the which one of the three cases are, that will determine how many chatayos are going to be. If you shechechek your Shabbos, it's going to be one chattas for everything that you did. If you don't know today is Shabbos, for every Shabbos you're going to be a chattas. If you don't know the malachas, then for each malach you're going to have to be a chattas. Says the Gemara. Rava wanted to know. Yes, Rav Nachman, a very straightforward question. Helam zeb zeb yodei mai. What if somebody doesn't know today is Shabbos and he's also not aware of all the malachas? So he falls into category 2 and 3 very, very neatly. He doesn't know today is Shabbos. He thinks it's Wednesday. Well, he's category 2. He doesn't know Bayer and Teichen and Kaisev and Meichik. And he went ahead, he did a bunch of malachas. He's category 3. So how do you look at it? Amalei, Rav Nachman told Rava, "Hari helam Shabbos biyadei, vein chayiv alachas." Oh, to me, no, he's going to be chayiv 1 for each Shabbos. He's category 2. So the Gemara says, "Adi Rabbi, Hari helam malachas biyadei, vechayiv alachas v'achas." I think he's category 3. Doesn't know the malachas either. The Gemara says, "You're right." Elam Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, "You can't just dismiss the question. There's not going to be an easy answer to this." So Rav Ashi said, "Let's dig a little bit deeper." Chazina, imishum Shabbos kaparish, Hari helam Shabbos biyadei, vein chayiv alachas. I mean, let's think about it a little bit. What would get this person to stop doing the malachas? If you would tell him Shabbos, he would stop. So then clearly his mistake was Shabbos. He's category 2. If the malachas would be what gets him to stop, meaning if you told him that this is Bayer, that's what would get him to stop, then he falls into the category 3. But Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, Ravina told Ravashi, they're both true. Meaning at the end of the day, in this case, both pieces of information is what he needs to hear in order to stop. Because again, he doesn't know either one. So, klum parish mi Shabbos, el mishum malachas. Klum parish mi malachas, el mishum Shabbos. So, Ravina Torah Vashem, I'm not really sure how you helped us here. At the end of the day, he doesn't know what Shabbos, he doesn't know the malach. You're going to have to tell him both things. You're going to have to say, Rebuted Shabbos. If a person on Tuesday is writing and you tell him it's Kaisiv, so what do you want from me? It's Tuesday, right? So, obviously, you have to tell him it's Shabbos. And then you have to tell him there's something called Kaisiv. So, you'd have to give him both pieces of information. So, the Gemara says, el loishna. You're right. So, the Gemara, Tanan. I'll bring you a raya from here. Avis malachas Abram chaser achas. How many malachas are there? 39 malachas. Vavina bam and yana lamali. This is an exact repeat of a gemara that we had in yesterday's af. From here until the two das. So the gemara asks, what do we need to count to 39 malachas? I'm Rabbi Yochanan and Sechem. Masan kulam ahelam echad chayv kalachas v'achas. No, the number matters because the amount of malachas could actually make a difference in terms of determining how many chatois a person's going to have to bring. Because as we spoke out before, the amount of chatois depends on the amount of malachas. Each malach is viewed as a separate iser. So Rabbi Yochanan said, no, it's important to know 39. Because 39 is a critical number because that determines the amount of chatois that you may have to bring. In other words, this was, again, the Gemara we saw yesterday. If a person would be over, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the way he's being mefarish the Mishnah, all 39 malachas b'shoigig, the halacha is he would have to bring 39 chatois. So the Gemara says, what if he didn't know all 39 malachas? So what did he know? If you're gonna tell me that if someone doesn't know it's Shabbos today and he made a mistake with all 39 malachas, the halacha is he brings 39 chatois, then I understand the case. Because it's true, he really knew Shabbos. He just didn't know today was Shabbos. So it was a helim zevazeh. And that's where it's negeya, that really he's familiar with Shabbos. He just punk doesn't know that today is Shabbos. And as a result, he has to do 30, and he was helim on both, and that's why it's 39 chatois. Eliyamet helim Shabbos biyadoi. But if you're going to tell me if someone had helim Shabbos and helim alochas, eni chayv ala achas, sehichim ishkachas lo. So where's the negeya this halacha? Meaning, how's the negeya that you know Shabbos and you didn't know all 39 alochas? Meaning, you're telling me that if you were a helim Shabbos and a helim alochas, then you would bring how many chatois? You would bring 1. So obviously that's not what we're talking about, because it said you have to bring 39. Elamai, you do know Shabbos. So what's going on over here? So the Gemara says, Besodin Shabbos v'shigigas malachos. But if you're familiar with Shabbos and you didn't know the malachos, so then what did you know? So hanichi savalek Rabbi Yochanan b'shloima, if we hold like Rabbi Yochanan, the Amakim v'shashaga b'karis, alfa b'sheiz b'lav. Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush of yesterday's daf which was what the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Shkagos Perek Beis Halacha Beis, which was the very important takeaway of yesterday's daf. Again, it's a hard daf, but at least if we could walk away with some yesoidis. So what was the yesoid of yesterday's daf? That a person could be amazed. He can know 100% what he's doing is asr. He can know it's a lois aseh, but if he doesn't know how chomer it is, he doesn't know it's karis, that would be enough to render him a shaygi. So the Gemara explained this yesterday, then it's very good. So how's it negeya that he knows Shabbos, but he doesn't know any of the malachas? What does he know? Oh, he knows the lav. He just doesn't know karis. At least, like Reb Shimon ben Lakish. But if we hold like Reb Shimon ben Lakish, that if someone is familiar with the lav, he's just not familiar with the karis, he's considered amazing. He's not considered a shaygig. So the Gemara says, the other lebe Shabbos b'mai. So what exactly could he possibly know? So the Gemara says, the other lebe tchumen v'alibid Rabbi Akiva. Now maybe what he knew was tchumen v'alibid Rabbi Akiva. No, the Gemara just repeated its discussion that it had yesterday. Yesterday, the Gemara was discussing the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. If someone was hezid belav and he was shagag in the karis, is he a shaygig or is he amazing? Rabbi Yochanan said he's a shaygig and Reish Lakish said he's amazing. The Gemara thought it had a raya from this halacha that you see that it's possible for a person to be amazing on Shabbos and not know any of the malachas. What does that mean? If you don't know any of the malachas, then what did you think Shabbos was? So the Gemara thought, oh, this is the biggest riot to Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara said, no, Reish Lakish could also learn that when he knew, maybe it was Tchumen, maybe he didn't know the malachas, but he knew something, and that's enough for him to be considered someone that knows something about Shabbos. The reason we threw it in today is because here the Gemara had another suggestion. Here the Gemara had another wrinkle. Maybe this case is talking about Alibid Reish Lakish, where the person was a shagag in Shabbos as well. He didn't know today was Shabbos. He didn't know today was Shabbos, and there was a halom on the Lamatas Malachas. But the point's not the pshat, he doesn't know anything about Shabbos. He just doesn't know that today is Shabbos. He's a helom b'zeh b'zeh. Maybe that's the reason. Maybe that's the reason the halach is, it's shayach, meaning we're trying to figure out the metzias. Maybe that's the metzias. The metzias is where he was a helom b'zeh b'zeh. But that would only work if helom b'zeh b'zeh, you bring 39 chatais. But if helom b'zeh b'zeh, you only bring one, then that's obviously not what we're talking about. Because the Mishnah is telling me the halacha, shemasag kulam b'helom achad, you'd have to be 39. So that's this extra wrinkle in it's the Gemara's discussion. At the end of the day, the Gemara has no problem with that Mishnah. Mishnah says that you bring 39 malachas for violating all 39 chatais for violating all 39 of the malachas. Clearly, you knew something about Shabbos. What did you know? So the Gemara said that either you knew the lav, or maybe you, at the very least, you knew tchumen. But again, the Gemara threw it in here because the Gemara had another wrinkle to the discussion that the Gemara had in yesterday's daf, exhale. So just to go back and do part two of yesterday's Gemara. So the Gemara that's tucked away, it's firmly planted here in the middle of some very, very hard Gemaras. The beginning of Perek Klal Gadol is a real yeshiva limud. But literally entrenched here in these Gemaras, we had an oasis of a real geshmaka tzir that the Gemara brought. It feels like a minchas chenoch, but it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, "Hoye mahalach b'midbar." If somebody was traveling in the midbar, ve'eni yodea imas eshabbos, he doesn't know when Shabbos is. Again, why are we talking about this? Because it's very much me'inyan le'inyan ba'is inyan. We're talking about a guy that doesn't know that anything about Shabbos. He doesn't know today is Shabbos. He doesn't know anything about the malachas. This fits right into the sugyas that we're learning. But the point is, Rafuna said, what he should do is he should count 6 days. So today should be day one, count 6 days, and on the seventh day, you're going to keep Shabbos. And then the Gemara went into the finer details of how this person is supposed to conduct himself. So the Gemara is like this. Really, he doesn't know when Shabbos is. It's one big suffix. He has no idea. He's going to make up a Shabbos for himself, but really he doesn't know. So the Gemara says, what this person needs to do is every single day he has to be concerned that it might be Shabbos. So you can't just go work and do whatever you need to do. No, you have to be very, very careful. You have to be sensitive to the fact that it's a Suffolk Shabbos. It may be Shabbos today. I mean that it may be Shabbos, you're only allowed to do Malacha Kitei Parnasasai. Which means if this person has food for the next week, he can't do any work because it might be Shabbos today. As soon as you run out of food, you do as much work as you need. Kidei Parnasasai, and that's what you do. The Gemara said you do that all 7 days. Even the day that you're keeping a Shabbos, you do that. Because Kidei Parnasasai, by definition, is what the person needs to live, which means it's Pekuach Nefesh. Oh, if it's Pekuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos anyways. So every single day, you're going to do whatever it is that you need to do. So the Gemara asked the obvious question. I don't understand. If every day the person's going to do the same thing, then what makes his Shabbos Shabbos? Meaning, V'ahu Yoyme B'may Minkar. What makes the Shabbos? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you how it's Shabbos. Kiddush and Avdalah. So all 7 days you're going to work to the extent you have to work. You're going to limit the amount of work that you do to Kidei Parnasasai. On the seventh day, you're going to make Kiddush. And on the seventh day, you're going to make Avdalah. Rashi says that why you make Kiddush and Avdalah, L'zikarein ba'alma. The reason you do this is as a zikarein. She'yehei lo'sham yoyim The point is that we don't want this person to chalila forget there's something called Shabbos. He's in the midbar, he doesn't know anything about Shabbos. So kadesh lo tishkakach, so he shouldn't forget that there's something called Shabbos. So we tell him that you could go ahead and you can make kiddush, you can make avdalah. We mentioned that the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar Tzion and Siman Shin Dalet Mem says that really it's a very big kiddush this halacha because it's a suffix whether today is Shabbos or today is not Shabbos. So if it's a suffix, 6 out of 7 chances are it's not Shabbos, then how does he have a right to make Kiddush? How does he have a right to make Avdol? What happened to Safik Brachas? The Teretz is, Lizikarim Ba'alma, Shaloi Tishtakach Shabbos Vimenu, the Chachamim said a very, very big kula, and that is that he's allowed, we encourage him to go ahead and make Kiddush and to make Avdol. That's what this person is supposed to do. But Pasha, the way you learn the Gemara, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, the way the Mishnah Berurah is Mefarish, this Halach and Shulchan Aruch is that this person has to treat his Matziv as a Safik. Because really, he has no idea. He doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know if it's Shabbos or if it's not Shabbos. So, Misafik, every single day might be Shabbos, and as a result, you can't do more work than you need to do. However, Misafik, we do want you to keep some sort of Shabbos, and we even allow you to make Kiddush and Avdallah, even though it doesn't seem to be consistent with the rules and regulations of how we usually treat Brachas and Safik. But over here, we're going to bypass the principle of Safik, Brachas, Lahako, Shalot, Tishtakach, Shabbos, Mimenu, so this person shouldn't forget Shabbos. Stating that, we mentioned yesterday a tshuva from the Radvaz. The Radvaz in Chelek Aleph, it's tshuva Ayin Vav. He was asked a question by a shoyl who said that, you know, I always thought Shabbos is a metzius. It's a spiritual reality. Meaning there's 6 days of the week and then there's Shabbos. On Shabbos, Kedusha descends down from the heavens and the world changes. It feels different and there's some metzius. There's something that maybe we can't see. We can hopefully feel a little. There's something different about Shabbos than all the other days of the week. And the Shoyl asked the Radvaz a very good question. He says, I don't understand. If that's the case, how could Shabbos start at different times for different people? How is it possible that for a Yid on the West Coast, Shabbos starts 3 hours later than it does for a Yid on the East Coast? It makes no sense. I'm a Yid and he's a Yid. For me, there's Kedusha Shabbos in the world. For him, there's no Kedusha Shabbos in the world. How does that make sense? A very, very profound, very, very philosophical, with halachic ramifications type of question. And the Radvaz wrote back and he said, it's a great question. He said, but the truth is that Shabbos is definitely something that's dependent on Kedushas Hazman. But at the same time, the Kedushas Hazman is not absolute, but rather it's individualized. There's an individual relationship that every Yid has with Shabbos, and in tailor-made, customized to him and his mitzvos, there's a concept of Shabbos which is Kedushas Hazman. So something that needs to be thought about and fleshed out a little bit better. But that's what the Radvaz told him. And the Radvaz said, I'll bring you a raya from our Gemara, Masech to Shabbos, where it's before in the Gemara, if someone's Mahalach by Midbar, so what does he do? 6 days, and then 7th day, he keeps Shabbos. Frank the Gemara, what's his Shabbos? He makes Kiddush and Avdolah. Frank the Radvaz, how can he make Kiddush and Avdolah? I don't understand. It's a Safik Brachas. Safik Brachas, he can make Kiddush and Avdolah. So Rashi said, Shaloi Tishtakach, does he karm ba'almo? But the Radvaz didn't seem to be satisfied with that. Said the Radvaz, Vaistois, if we allow him to make Kiddush and Avdolah, for him it's Shabbos. Because if it's not Shabbos, how can you make Kiddush and Avdolah? What do you mean for him it's Shabbos? Maybe it's Tuesday. Said the Radvaz, you see from here this concept that really Shabbos is something individual. And if Shabbos is something individual, so it's possible that for you this is going to be a Shabbos. And there's an idea of having a personal Shabbos. There's a concept of having a personal Shabbos. That's the way the Radvaz explained it. I was talking to Rabbi Bienenfeld today. So he told me that his father used to say that if you think about it, a week is very different than a day, than a month and a year. A day is a physical, it's a scientific phenomenon. The sun rises, the sun sets, you have a 24-hour period, which is very much dependent on Shkia and on Neitz, on Tzeis HaKechavim, Bein HaShmashis, Rabbeinu Tam, but it's based on science, it's based on a natural phenomenon that happens every 24 hours in the world. A month is the same way. A month has to do with the moon's revolution. There's a concept called a month. A year is the same thing. A year depends on the planet Earth that orbits around the sun. It's based on a scientific phenomenon. What's a week? What's a week? What is a week? What happens at the end of the week? Nothing. Nothing. There's nothing scientific. There's nothing physical. There's nothing b'metzias that happens in the week. The reason we have a week is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a week. And the whole concept of having a week, the whole mitzvah of a week is Zeichel and Maise Bereshis. That's all it is. And really, that's what the week is. It's not a Be'etzim. It's not a physical mitzvah. A month is a mitzvah. How do you play with a month? Okay, so bezden there, mekadosh the chodesh, and not mekadosh the chodesh. But again, a month is rooted in science. It's rooted in a mitzvah, a natural phenomena. The same is true for a day. The same is true for the solar year. What about the week? The week is nothing. What the week is, it's the Torah's creation. That's what it is. HaKadosh Baruch created the world in 6 days, and then he rested on the seventh day. And that's the Hadron Alach, a week, a Shavua. That's the concept of what a week is. And from that standpoint, we can play with the week. My week could be a little bit different. Because it's I'm not really attaching myself to something scientific where you could ask the question, where do I have a gerecht? How did I become a balubas to go ahead and manipulate it? The point is that it's something that's it's really an arbitrary point. Every yid should have a week zeichel ma'ase bereishis. And if that's what the concept is, if that's what the idea is, so that's a little bit of a little salt and pepper in understanding the Radvaz. That's where the Radvaz is coming from. Yesterday we mentioned from my good friend Levi Chomsky. He showed me a psikta rabasi with the Radal's pirish and the Mishlei Melech in his beautiful drushes and Prashas Drachim drush 23. He brings from his father Me'avi Meiri, who was once learning by Reb Zrachia Guta, and a yid came and asked him a question from a Zayar Shabbos and Mitten Davar. And he was mefarishing on this Gemara, and we said, yeah, again, this was all yesterday. We said it works out a little bit better than the Radvaz. So today I went out, I was so excited, and I bought myself a Psikta Rabasi. So Levi told me the shtickle, and I said, I have to see it inside. So in the Psikta Rabasi, in the Radal's Pirish, he adds one Hoysafa. He says like this. He says that we say in Zmiris on Friday night, Kol Mekadei Shvi Karoiloi, Kol Shomer Shabbos Kados Michaloloi, Scharei Harbe Ma'od Al Pipa Olei Ishal Machaneu VeIshal Diglai. So listen to how the Radal Rav David Luria in his Pirish on this Psikta Rabasi. It's Parsha Chof Gimel and Aser Sederbis. If you want to look it up, so this is the way he was mefarishing. He said Kol Mekade Shvi Karoyloi. There's a person who keeps Shabbos where his whole Shabbos is that he makes Kiddush. It's Kiddush of Avd Alta. He's a Mekade Shvi. Not just that, he creates his own kedusha. He makes up his own Shabbos. He doesn't know he's in the middle. He doesn't know it's Shabbos. So what does he do? He counts six minus shisha yomim, and on the seventh day, yahata Shabbos. So he's a mekadesh shvi. It's kiddush. He was mekadesh it, but that's all it is. And then there's the kol shomer Shabbos kados mechalolei. Then there's the year he's able to keep Shabbos. He doesn't just have zochar as yom Shabbos lekachoy zochar, which was nasan liyardei ayom. He's a shomer Shabbos. He has shomer as well. Shomer, which was nasan liyoshvei yabasha. He doesn't have to do work today parnasasa because he knows it's Shabbos. He could be shomer Shabbos mechalolei. Said the Radal, schorei harme moed. Both of them are going to be schorei b'harbe moed. The yid that's from the Yoshvei Yabosha, he's able to keep zocher v'shomer. And this yid that's mahalach b'midbar, he has to make his own Shabbos in the middle of the week. Like Reb Zerach, he goes ahead, he made up his own Shabbos. Either way, schorei harbe moed. Al pipa oloi, isha machaneyo. The Ishal Digloi. Ishal Machaneo, that's the person who's home. He's a Machaneo, he's in his Machane. He's home. The Ishal Digloi. He's traveling. He has a flag on his boat. He's out in the wilderness. Whether it's Ishal Machaneo or it's Ishal Digloi. Whether he's the Mekadeshvi Karoiloi, all he has is the Zachar. Or he's the Kolshoi Meshabbos Kados. He does it properly, Michaloloi. Either way, Schorei Harbe Moed. It's like the Radvaz. Each one is going to have a Shabbos. But either way, that concludes the Drush portion of today's Radvaz. I just wanted to speak out one Ha'ara. And that is the Bir Halacha. Again, there's so much fun you can have with this Gemara. But the Bir Halacha right here in Simen Shin Dalid Mem says, I want to ask, I have a Shaila. What about Tefillin? So this person is out, he's in the Midbar, he has no idea what day it is today. So he's going to be Minas Shisha Yom, the seventh day is going to be Shabbos. Every day he's going to do work because he has really no clue what to do. And it's going to be always Kidei Parnasasa, he's never going to work more than he has to work. And on the seventh day he's going to make Kiddush, and on the seventh day he's going to make Havdalah as well. Says the Bir Halacha, what about Tefillin? So he says, Nirulani is daiti, I think, the chayiv lohaniach by tefillin kol yom. I think he has to put on tefillin every single day. The reason is because tefillin is a mitzvah day raisa. And every day might be a weekday. I mean that it might be a weekday, so it's a suffix. It's a suffix tefillin. Suffix tefillin. You have to go lochumra. So it says the Bir Halacha, I think, if you're asking me, I think the halacha is that it's a suffix. I mean that it's a suffix. Me suffix, this yid's going to put on tefillin every day. He says, you can ask me a question. You're making Kiddush and Abdullah and you're putting on tefillin. Doesn't it feel a little like a tarte desastri, where we're familiar with this concept in halacha called tarte desastri? So the Bir Halacha deflects that. He says, it's not a tarte desastri. He says, nothing, don't worry about that. He says, at the end of the day, I think this yid, every single day, is going to have to put on tefillin. And then the Bir Halacha says a beautiful svar. svara. He says it could be that it's more than just a safek. It could be this yid really is mechuyev to put on tefillin. Why? The Gemara says in Masechtas Erevin, Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph, why don't we put on tefillin? Why don't we put on tefillin on Shabbos? So the Gemara says like this: Tanya, Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Yochli Yaniach Adam Tefillin B'Shabbos V'Yom Tovim. I would think that a person should put on tefillin on Shabbos V'Yom Tov. Talmud Lomer, the pasuk says, V'Hoyulcha Lo'Oisal Yotcha. And we learn from there, Misha Tzricha Nois, someone that needs a nois. So go put on tefillin. That's going to be your ois. Yatzu elu shein gufa nois. But as opposed to on Shabbos is a nois. So if Shabbos is a nois, there's no reason to have to go ahead and put on tefillin. That's what Rabbi Akiva said in Erevin Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph. The reason we don't put on tefillin on Shabbos is because at the end of it, we spoke earlier in Perek Bameh Isha Yotze, why you're not allowed to wear tefillin outside. If you find tefillin in a situation wearing tefillin outside in a Rishos HaRabim, according to the mandam that holds that you do wear tefillin on Shabbos, that was a separate conversation. We paskin that you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, and the reason you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos is a very, very short answer. It's because tefillin is v'hoylecha lo'is al yotcha. You don't need a nois because on Shabbos you have a nois anyway. The Rishonim all ask, "What do you mean? You need a? The reason you don't wear tefillin is because of a nois. Don't we have a nois anyways? Don't we have a bris milah? Who puts on tefillin? Men wear tefillin. Men anyways have the ois. Men have the ois of milah. So the Rishonim say you need two oisos. So the whole week your two oisos are milah and tefillin. Shabbos you have milah and Shabbos. So I don't need the tefillin. But again, it boils down to the fact that you don't need the ois. Says the bir halacha. Says the chafetz chaim. What's the ois of Shabbos? What does an ois even mean? An ois means this is a symbol. This is a symbol that shows that I have a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have a bris milah, that's a sign. You're wearing tefillin, that's your sign. What's the sign of Shabbos? The sign of Shabbos is the fact that you're resting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested when he created the world. You're resting. What you're doing is exactly what your creator did. And that's your ois. The ois is the shvisa. So says the Chafetz Chaim, that being that this year who's Mahalich Bamidbar, he needs to work all 7 days. For him, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are all the same. So it comes out he doesn't have the ois of Shabbos. So says the Bir Halacha, beautiful svar. If he doesn't have the ois of Shabbos, let's revisit Erevin Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph. Why is it that Rabbi Akiva said you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos? It's because on Shabbos I have a special ois. I work Sunday through Friday. Shabbos, I'm Shavas. Shabbos, I don't do anything. Oh, Shabbos, I don't do anything. That's an ois. What do I need tefillin for? I need tefillin to show my relationship with Hashem. Look at me. Look at what I'm doing. Look at what I'm not doing. My shvisa is the ois. But says the Chafetz Chaim, this year's in the midbar. He's not resting. Today looked like yesterday. All 7 days of the week, he does malacha. K'day parnasasai. He doesn't have the ois of malacha. That means he doesn't have the ois of Shabbos. If he doesn't have the ois of Shabbos, says the Chafetz Chaim, I think that mi ikar hadin, says the Chafetz Chaim, I think this year has to put on tefillin. It's not just because it's a suffix deraisa, some emailer should put on tefillin. I think he's mechuyev to put on tefillin. I think he's absolutely mechuyev to put on tefillin. Why is he mechuyev to put on tefillin? L'chur is mechuyev to put on tefillin because the only reason you don't wear tefillin is because of the ice. And over here, you don't have less. What comes to mind is a famous chiddush from the Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen said a chiddush that what happens if someone doesn't have bris milah? So how would it be possible that a yid doesn't have bris milah? An upgehit in a yid doesn't have bris milah? Mesu achav, machmas milah. What happens if someone had two brothers and they died, machmas milah? So machlik is Rebbe Shem Gamliel, two brothers, three brothers. The halach is you don't do bris milah after this. So let's say someone doesn't have bris milah. So Trumas Hadeshen said a chiddush, someone that doesn't have bris milah should wear tefillin on Shabbos. He said, because really, you're supposed to have two oises. Lechatchila, you're supposed to have two oises. Okay, so this person can't have, he doesn't have the ois of milah. What should he do? But now it's Shabbos, so he has Shabbos, so why shouldn't he have a second ois? Now he has an opportunity to have two oises. Everyone around him has two oises. Unfortunately, Nebuch, he only has one ice. But now Shabbos, he has an opportunity to have two ices. Why? He'll have Shabbos out soon. He says, the only reason you don't wear tefillin is because you don't have the ice. Oh, now? But this person, because you don't need the ice. He does need the ice. So being that he needs the ice, so if someone who's Mesa Achim Machmas Mila, Chumas Hadesh, and Tzedek Chiddush, that's what this Bir Halacha feels like. That this concept, that it's variable. Really, you can play with it a little bit. That to the extent you don't need the ice, you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. But if you do need the ice, you wouldn't need tefillin on Shabbos. What would be the Nafka Mina? Right, what would be the nafkamina, whether the reason this person should wear tefillin is because it's a safek, or the reason he should wear tefillin is because he needs to wear tefillin, because he doesn't have the ois of Shabbos, and a yid's supposed to have two oisos, two edim. He's supposed to have two oisos. I think the nafkamina is very simple. Nafkamina, should he make a bracha on the tefillin? If the reason he's putting on tefillin is because of a safek, so then safek brachas lahakal. If the reason he's putting on tefillin is because he needs tefillin because of the ois, usually he has the ice of Shabbos, but he doesn't have the ice of Shabbos. So if that's the case, then l'chayra, he should make a bracha as well. Stating that, there's a tshuva from the Chabina Rav. It's in David Meisharim. It's Chelik Beis, and it's Simin Yud Ches. The Shoyel in the Tshuva asked the Chabina Rav the following question. He said that the Gemara talks about Mishayim Mahalach by Midbar. He doesn't know what day Shabbos it is. He's Minas Shishiyaman on the seventh day he keeps Shabbos. He didn't quote the Ber Halacha, but he told the Chabina Rav, I'm assuming that for sure this year they're supposed to put on tefillin. Why? Because if it's a Suffolk Deiraisa, what's the Shaila? He doesn't know. Maybe it's not Shabbos. He should wear tefillin. He wanted to know, should he make a bracha or should he not make a bracha? So the Chabina Goyen, the Chabina Rav, told him that I know at first glance you're going to argue that it's a Suffolk brachas. So if it's a Suffolk brachas, you should go to Hakel. But I think it's a mistake. I think in this case, he should make a bracha. You know why? Because in this case, not just a Suffolk. In this case, there's a Rav. This case is a Rav. Because statistically speaking, there's a 6 out of 7 chance that today is not Shabbos. So if there's a 6 out of 7 chance that today is not Shabbos, so Rav tells me that it's probably Chol. If Rav tells me it's Chol, I'm not just putting on tefillin because I have a tzad, maybe it's Chol. I have a Rav supporting me. 6 out of 7 chances are that really today is Chol. If it's a Rav, said the Chabina Rav, you should make a bracha. Because even though Safik brachas lahakal, you don't make a bracha. But if there's a Rav is different than a Safik. And where there's a Rav, then you do make a bracha. If Rav is supporting the argument to make a bracha, then you should make a bracha. He says, what's my makar to this? So he says, it's very posh, I'll do some simple math. He says, because we know the halacha is, just, this is the classic example. If someone has a Safik, or better, if someone forgets to count Sefiras HaOmer one night, someone forgets to count Sefiras HaOmer one night. So what does he do the next night? So the next night he counts, but he counts without a bracha. Why does he count without a bracha? Either you count with a bracha. What does this mean? Count, but don't make a bracha. Light the menorah, but don't make a bracha. You ever heard of such a thing? So either you should not count, or you should count and make a bracha. So Pashup Shad is, because there's a machlokes hapoiskim, whether Sefiras HaOmer, which we count for 49 nights, are 49 mitzvahs, or it's one mitzvah to count 49 nights. See, if there are 49 individual mitzvahs, then the fact that you missed one night has no bearing on me being able to count the following night. If, however, there are 49, it's one big mitzvah, then if I miss one night, I miss that on the mitzvah. It's one long mitzvah that I do over 7 weeks. If I miss one night, so being that we don't know what talach is because it's suffering din, so you count again, because we suffering, maybe you do have to count, maybe there are individual mitzvahs, but at the same time, I don't make a bracha. What's the halacha if someone is not sure if he skipped a night? He can't remember if he counted the sphere last night. I just can't remember. Did I count Sphira? Did I not count Sphira? It happens. So, especially in a world where people aren't dominating with a minion. So, what happens if someone just can't remember if he counted Sphira? So what should he do then? So it's a mafurish halach in Shulchan Aruch. The halach is he counts with a bracha. The reason he counts with a bracha is because it's a svek sveka. It's a suffix that maybe he counted. If he counted last night, then for sure he should count with a bracha. And the afiluim tumtzalim, maybe he didn't count, but there's a suffix that maybe even if you miss a night, you could still count with a bracha. So maybe each night of sphere is a separate bracha. So being that it's a svek sveka, the halacha is you're going to count. In other words, you see that when there's a svek sveka, making the argument that you should make the bracha, you make the bracha. Even though ordinarily suffik brachas lahakal, that's where it's one suffik. But if it's a svek svek, it's a double suffik, then the halach is you do go ahead. The halach is that you do make a bracha. So said that Shabin Rav, that's true for svek sveka. Rav should be the same thing. Why me by according to the Rishonim that hold Rav works within svek sveka? So then it's one and the same. The Pnei Yeshua, Rav and svek sveka is all the same thing. But even if it's not the same thing, what do you see from here? Where it's a suffix, I'm not sure, 50-50, I just don't know this way or that way. So there the halach is you go l'kuli, you don't make the bracha. But to the extent that the odds are in favor that maybe I should make the bracha, because it's a svek sveka, this tutzdadim, then I do make the bracha. So that's what Rav is by definition. So based on that, the Chabina Rav said, based on this halach and sphere, so Omer, where there's a svek sveka, you make a bracha, so you should make a bracha. Now, over the years, we've mentioned that there's really steers in this halacha, whether you make a bracha by svek sveka or not. The inkam akayim alaharach, but I just want to end with one dover chadash that he brings in this tshuva, which is beautiful. He says, the chen eskar, I remember that I saw in the shailos of tshuvas Maharam Mintz, who brought a raya nifla, the words of the Chabina Rav. They make a bracha on a Rav. And it's based on a Gemara, Masechtas Yevamos. We'll end with this. The Gemara there is discussing the halacha of a man who was seen drowning in Mayim She'en Lahem Saif, the Atlantic Ocean. So Isha Shalach Bailam Dina Sayam, a woman, her husband went to Dina Sayam, she hasn't heard from him in weeks, in months, in years. One day somebody comes and says, I saw your husband. He fell off a ship and he was drowning in the Atlantic Ocean. So you would think for sure she's allowed to get married, right? She's an aguna. He for sure drowned. He hasn't been heard from in years. Talach is ishtay asura. This woman is not allowed to get married. It's a special chiddush that if a man was seen drowning in mayim she'en lam soif, ishtay asura, the woman's not allowed to get married. So the Gemara tells the following story. This is in Yevamos Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. At the very, very, very end of Masechtas Yevamos. There was a man that came to town and said, Man ikabe bechasa. Tava chasa. Is there anyone here that is any family members of chasa? Chasa was a yid. He says, is anyone here related to chasa? He says, yeah, well, what happened? He said, chasa drowned. He said, Chasa drowned? He said, how do you know Chasa drowned? He said, I saw him struggling for his life in the Atlantic Ocean. He was going down. He was underwater in the Atlantic Ocean. Amar Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman got up and he said, oh, like Kim, I swear, Achlu kavri l'chasa, the fish ate Chasa Rachman al-Itzlan. And the Gemara goes on and says whatever it says. The Mordechai, in this Gemara, one of the last Mordechais in Masechtas Yevamos says, I don't understand this Gemara. Rav Nachman heard the aide say, Tava Chasa. What did Rav Nachman do? He says, I swear Chasa died. Alikim, he swore, it was a shvua. Frank the Mordechai, how is Rav Nachman allowed to swear Tava Chasa? If the halacha is that if a man is seen drowning in Mayim Shem Lem Soif, Ishte Asura, the wife is not allowed to get married, so what does that mean? That means we don't know for sure that he drowned. So if we don't know that he drowned, how did Rav Nachman swear Tava Chasa? Says the Mordechai, even though it's true that if a man is seen drowning in Mayim Shem Lem Soif, Ishte Asura, it's not really logical. Because really, Al Pi Roiv, that's what the Mordechai says, we have to assume he drowned. Because most people that are seen drowning in Mayim Shem Lem Soif end up dying. The Chachamim, for whatever reason, made a takana Ishtei Asura. But it's a special takana in the world of Aguna. In the world of her, yes, get married, not get married. But you want to know what the Rav tells me? For sure he drowned. And that's why Rav Nachman was allowed to swear. Because at the end of the day, there's something called Rav. And Rav permeates Halacha. And you can swear something happened if Rav says it happened. That's what the Mordechai says. An unbelievable Mordechai. Says the Maram Mitz, if that's the case, I'll tell you a Dover Nifl will end with this. He says, what's the makar that you're not allowed to make a bracha levatala? That you can't make a bracha shein etzricha. If you're not obligated to make a bracha, you can't make a bracha. It's not a hefkevel. You can't just go make brachas. Even Safik brachas is lahaka. Why not? It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara that we learned together not so long ago. It's a Gemara Masechtas brachas. Daf Lamid Gimel Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, Om Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Lamid Travail, Kol HaMavarech, Baruch Hashem Netzricha, Over Misham Lai Sisa. If someone makes a Baruch Hashem Netzricha, he's over one of the Ten Commandments. He's actually over Lai Sisa Shem Hashem Alekechel Hashav. A bracha that you don't have to make is tantamount. It's the equivalent thereof to a shvua. To a shvua that you're not allowed to make. So says the Maram Mintz, let's do the math. If when it comes to shvua sheker, that loch is you can go basarayv, then when it comes to a bracha shein etzricha, certainly you should be able to go basarayv. Because the whole makar to bracha shein etzricha is leisisa shem Hashem alekechel hashav. And you see, we work with rayv when it comes to leisisa. Because when Rav Nachman heard that testimony of this person who said that Chasa was drowning, he was struggling for his life, he swore Tava Chasa. Fake the Mordechai, how was he allowed to swear? Because Al Pi Rav, he probably drowned. So you see, you can use Rav for Shvua. If you use Rav for Shvua, you can use Rav as it relates to Bracha Shein Etzricha as well. Why? Because Bracha Shein Etzricha is learned out from Loisis, it's from the same Pasuk. So if you use Rav for this Pasuk, you can use Rav for this Pasuk. Bottom line is, Chabina Rav told the Shoyl, this Yid puts on Tefillin and he makes a Bracha as well. So let's go back to the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha said that I think this Yid should put on Tefillin all 7 days. Why? Even the day he makes Kiddush and Avdallah, where it's gonna be Shabbos. And he said two svaras. One svara was Safik Shabbos, Safik Dairais al Khumra. The other svara was I think he really needs to. Why don't you wear tefillin on Shabbos? Because you have the Ois of Shabbos. He doesn't have the Ois of Shabbos. He doesn't have Shomer. That's for the people that are on the Yabasha. That's called Shomer Shabbos Kadas Mechalolai. He only has the Komikadish Shvi Karoiloi. He's Beyarde Ayam. He's only making Kiddush. He doesn't have the Ois of Shabbos. Oh, if he doesn't have the Ois of Shabbos, he's Mechoyev to wear tefillin. We said, what's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina would be you make a bracha. If it's for something, you don't make a bracha. If it's because he doesn't have the Ois, you do make a bracha. But after further review, after this tshuva from the Chabina Rav and his David Meisharim, Chelik Bey, Simon Yud Ches, what comes out is that either way, whether it's because of Safik or whether it's because of the Bir Halacha's beautiful Svara, either way, L'churi should make a bracha. If it's on Safik, you have a Rav. And by Rav, it should be like a Svek Svek or like the Maram Mint said, that if you could swear that something that is a Rav is true, you should be able to make a bracha based on a Rav. Either way, regardless, L'churi, he'd make a bracha.